Hello everybody, I'm George from Ireland and here I am in Manchester, the third biggest city in the United Kingdom, a city that sits astride the River Irwell. But you can hardly ever see the city, hardly ever see the river. Sometimes it's built over behind very tall buildings. It's not really a feature of the city, so only achieved city status in the 19th century. But it was a notable town by the 17th century. That's why the Earl of Manchester was a fairly major figure in the English Civil War on the Royalist side. So it's a really 19th century industrial city, when it's a terrible decline in the late 20th century, when the factories started closing down. Okay, the ambulance is coming. I'm feeling sick. I was worried that Greater Manchester Police knew I was here. So, a city of about 500,000 people, but the metro area is much larger, is up to 3 million. Now, this is a bailiwick of Andy Burnham of the Labour Party. So he's been mayor of Greater Manchester, elected thrice, and looks like he'd be elected a fourth term. So has been a strongly Labour city since the time of the First World War. So Andy Burnham, former Labour parliamentarian, cabinet minister under Tony Blair, and he's the one who's openly challenging Sir Keir Starmer, the Labour leader, saying he'd like to be leader of the Labour Party, therefore Prime Minister. He'd have to get back in as an MP. But I think it's Gary Stringer, as a local Labour MP, age 75, there's talk that he might retire in the middle of this Parliament, triggering a by-election, would Burnham win. But obviously some threat from Reform UK, but Labour is so strong around here. Burnham's got personal popularity. People like him, even though they don't like Labour, I think he would win almost comfortably, but we shall see. Right, what's famous for? Who is it? Saint Bernard Manning, the comedian who died in 2007 with his world-famous Embassy Club, comedy club, with blue jokes, racially themed jokes, very politically incorrect. Some of his jokes, I mean, even I think are just too below the belt, too cruel. But he said he had some moral bottom line. He wouldn't do jokes about, disability? Yeah. So that's him. And that's his thing. He wasn't racist. He said, people don't get it. My act is an act. Yeah, that is pretending, as in it's not reality. For some people that didn't grasp that. So that's him and his son, also named Bernard, had to shut down the club. Which I think any famous Mancunians, you may have heard their two football teams. There is Manchester City, and then there's Manchester City Women. Those are the two football teams here. Okay, there's Manchester United. I really don't care about footer. So they wear red. Red Devils, are they? Manchester City play at Old Trafford. They probably renamed the stadium, I wouldn't know. And then, so Manchester City's club a stadium used to be called Main Road, as in, and I can't remember what it's called now. Is it Etihad as well, or is that the Arsenal one or something? It's owned by an Emirati family, if I've got that right. So they all look the same because they married their first cousins generations down. Got significant immigration. Look at this. Consul General of the Republic of Poland in Manchester. Okay, so we've got a lot of ethnic minority whites, Romanians, Irish, are we an ethnic minority? Kind of. Non-white people as well, mostly British citizens, or ethnically Jamaican or Nigerian, Indian and Pakistani and so forth. Very few people of Bangladeshi extraction. So that's it. Somalis likewise. Increasingly ethnically diverse city. So the Liberal Democrats did have a seat here about 20 years ago. Otherwise, every parliamentary seat's in Labour hands. Conservatives haven't had a seat here since the 1980s. Anything else? So yeah, it seems like an American city with all these kind of fairly modern high-rises. A bit bland, a bit, soulless sometimes. There's some of these red brick buildings. There are some handsome 19th century cities built by very prosperous businesses. George Carman QC was here in the 1950s and 60s. The celebrated barrister who used to Carmanize people. Oh, really? That was his attack line when he was showing withering contempt for people. And it's got the gay village you see over there with all the rainbow flags near Canal Street. People were cover up the C of Canal and the S of Street and make it anal treat. Okay, somewhat misspelt. So canals came here in the 19th century before railways. So 18th century before railways, carrying coal, metal goods and all sorts. Often safer than carrying them over these bumpy roads, especially they're easily breakable things. People came in from Lancashire, just to the north. Actually, it was considered part of Lancashire until the late 19th century, when they didn't need so many farm labourers, factory workers here. The Liberal Party was strong here in the 19th century. They even talk about Manchester liberalism, or even just Manchesterism. Free trade was a big cause here, because conservatives into protectionism, and that's where the Free Trade Hall was built here. John Bright was a local MP, honoured with statutory. What else? So the nonconformist churches were fairly big here. There is an Anglican cathedral, obviously a significant Catholic community, mostly for those of us of Irish extraction, or indeed non-extraction in my case, absolutely Irish. Right, plenty of places to get your tattoos done. What more could you look for? So yes, place host the Conservative Party conference on alternate years since the dog days of David Cameron. So wouldn't it be good for the Conservative Unionist Party to fly the flag in other places in England than Birmingham and Manchester? It goes back and forth between those two. So there's a secure zone around the Midland Hotel. It's got the University of Manchester, well regarded. Now there was UMIST, University of Manchester Institute of Technology, but I don't know if it's here anymore. So you see, that's some of the finer, is that 19th century, early 20th century, red brick architecture. So University of Manchester, one of the older ones in the UK, maybe the one about the 10th oldest. It used to be called the Victoria University of Manchester. I think they dropped the word Victoria a long time ago. And did University of Manchester and UMIST merge? I don't really remember. They're nearby, my suburb is called Salford, it's got its own university. All right. Rugby league is quite big here as opposed to rugby union. Okay, the double-decker buses. There's some free buses in the city centre. And indeed, there's a tram. One of relatively few cities in the United Kingdom with a tram. I mean, let me see. Edinburgh's got one. South London's got one around Wimbledon. And I can't think of anywhere else. Is it Leeds? Now, we've got one in Dublin, but of course, we're not on the UK anymore. Alas and alack. See the black cabs. People sometimes call them London cabs, so... Got a major airport. Yeah, it's got a lot going for it. Fairly self-sufficient as a city. It's very proud. I mean, overseas, like in the erstwhile Soviet Union, people sometimes have heard of Manchester United Football Club, and they didn't even realise there's a city with that name, because the club's more famous than the city. So Alex Ferguson, that North Briton, took over in the 80s. Wasn't very successful the first few years. By the 90s, became phenomenally successful into the noughties, retired. They're doing very well in the 1950s with the Busby Babes, but notoriously their plane crashed on the way to Germany in Munich, and they were all killed. But apparently they're not that good anymore, and Manchester City is much better with that pale blue whatever flag symbol, you know, that's their shirt. And Bernard Manning was a supporter of Manchester City. I never perceived the attraction myself. People can just choose any club to support. Even if you've got not the most tenuous connection with that city, obviously hire players from all over. I mean, supporting a country, that makes sense to me, but not a club team. I just really can't get excited about it. Try as I might. So they got l'Alliance Française, and I noticed the sign also had to say sort of French centre in case people couldn't figure out what l'Alliance Française means. It's not really an alliance, but there we go. All right. There could people of Manchester known as Mancunians. What are they supposed to be like? Bluff. Very proud of their city, maybe assertively working class. Obviously, plenty of people are middle class here. Now, Angela Rayner, scandal struck, scoundrel, thief, liar, and all the rest of it. She is an MP for Ashton under Lyme, which is just outside here. She grew up in Stockport, which is really a suburb of Manchester. So I remember in the early 90s, there were the Happy Mondays, and Manchester suddenly became a quite fashionable place. Steve Coogan, the comedian, is from here. What else? So there's a Pennines, this range of mountains dividing east from west in northern England, and there's a strong attachment to one or the other. Yorkshire's to the east, Lancashire's to the west. This is formerly part of Lancashire. All right, well, thank you for watching my video. So make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate on PayPal, georgecallahan7@gmail.com, and now you've got an idea what Manchester is like. What do you think? Her late Britannic Majesty Elizabeth II was visiting China years ago, and she met a Chinese student and said, I spent some time studying in the United Kingdom. And Elizabeth II said, where? And the young woman said, Manchester. And the Queen said, oh, that is not such a nice place. uh-oh, the Mancunians were mortally offended. She said the city was not such a nice place. I mean, it's definitely not terrible, but it's not really that worth visiting, you know? It's got offices, houses, shops. It doesn't really have an outstanding site. It's actually quite close to Broome, but really regenerated in the 1980s. That's Thatcherism for you, even though it's very high unemployment then. A lot of drug use, gangsterism. Okay, toodaloo, everyone.